Our Billings Met Transit pregame show continues. Here's my conversation with the Billings manager, Joe Kruzel. Joe, I know at every level somebody's gone through a stretch where they've lost 7 of 8. They lost some games they probably should not have lost, and it's never fun. But you think about all these guys have probably been through the same thing, all your players. I know you have been there, and the only thing really you can do is just play through it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, the kids just need to realize they have to go out there and prepare to play, and that's probably the most important thing, just so that we get a little better, and when we get in those situations again, they've been in them, and hopefully the next time they'll respond a little different and make the plays.
There are mental mistakes, Joe, out there, as well as physical mistakes the last couple of weeks in your mind?
I think it's a combination. I think it's a situation where when we take the lead, we can't stop it, whether it's defensively or pitching, and when we need to extend the lead offensively, we struggle to do that. It seems like we can get that hit, but we can't get the next hit. So we've got to do a better job of extending the innings offensively, and then we need to do a better job defensively of shutting down.
On an individual basis, I think there's some great things happening. I know Brandon Waring's probably the first example of that. Guy looked like he was struggling for a while early in the week, but really busted out of the thing last night.
Well, Brandon's been swinging the bat very well. I think we need to get him a little sharper, a little more aggressive defensively. And then once again, it's all a part of the development. And McKinnon's been playing pretty well for us, but he's had a couple of situations where he could have knocked the ball down and got an out, and he didn't. So we got to get a little better in that area. Menchaca's been very pleasant surprise for us in the outfield. He's done some things extremely well for us. Caltavius Jones has been very big for us at the leadoff spot. He's played well. I know he's still a little sore, but he's playing through it. Jake Long was coming on until he hurt his thumb the other day. So, you know, we get him back, that'll solidify our defense a little more behind the plate. And then if we can just get a couple more guys to get it going, both offensively and defensively, I think we'll be fine.
Joe, I know you said this, your coaches have said it, that people around the organization, everybody around baseball says it comes down to pitching most of the time. And don't you need good pitching performances maybe starting tonight to really get this thing snapped?
Well, there's no doubt pitching and defense is by far the key to this baseball game. And I think the most important thing is they need to realize and understand that even though they give up a hit or there's runners on base, you know, most of the time you're just one pitch away from getting out of the inning. I think they're just putting too much pressure upon themselves to try and do it all with one pitch, and it doesn't have to be done with totally one pitch. I think if our pitchers can work ahead, put the hitter at the defensive mode instead of us always being in the defensive mode, I think our fortunes will turn around.
Joe, one more thing. Very hot night tonight. I think when you have a hot night like this, you worry about catchers and pitchers especially. Will you maybe have some extra monitoring on your pitcher and catcher tonight?
Well, we'll have monitoring on everybody. It's extremely warm today, and the temperature is above 100 degrees. So we'll keep a close eye on everybody, and if it looks like anybody's in trouble, we'll make sure we are very precautious there and get them out of the game.
Sounds good. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Skipper Joe Kruzel on the pregame timeout on the Mustangs Radio Network.